Oh, hello, sir. Please come in. I'm Dr. Eve. I'm going to be administering your stress test today. Please have a seat. Yes, so let me just go over a few things with you first. I see you've been having some stress-related issues lately. And let me see here. Your primary care physician wants to rule out ischemic heart disease. Okay, well, I see this as just a precaution. There's nothing in your history to indicate that this might be a concern, so... Panic attacks? Yes. Okay. Yeah, I see. Well, it's always a good idea to rule out anything physical. So, right. Okay. Okay, so I see from your history here that you're young and quite healthy. Your blood work looks good. Okay, let's see. That's very good. Oh, excellent cholesterol levels. Really. You might want to increase your HDL a bit. Maybe getting a bit more exercise will help with that. But other than that, you seem to be a perfectly healthy young man. You certainly look like a healthy young man. Right, so why don't you just go ahead and take off your shirt? Yes, it's necessary. Yes. I'm just going to get the monitor ready here. I'll have to attach some electrodes to your chest. Oh, very nice. What? I mean, they're sticking nicely. Yeah, sometimes they don't stick so well. So, yeah. Nice. Sticking nice. That's what I... Right, okay. So, all hooked up here. Good. Yes, I know. You feel like a Borg. I know. No, that's not the first time I've heard that joke. No. Okay, so, I don't know if the technician explained this to you. Just step over here. Step onto the treadmill for me. The idea here is that we're just going to monitor your cardiac activity as we slowly increase the difficulty level. It's pretty simple, really. You can see your EKG over there on the monitor screen. That's your normal sinus rhythm there, nice and steady and slow. Very good. And we're just going to get you walking at first, and then we're going to speed up the treadmill more and more, incline it a little more, just to see how your heart copes with that. So if you start to feel short of breath or you have any chest pain, just stop, okay? There's no problem. If you feel you can't continue, just step off onto the sides of the treadmill. I just want you to do the best that you can, okay? You don't have to, you know, perform or anything for the whole 10 minutes. Just do as much as you can, okay? Right. Okay, great. So, wow, you... really do look amazing. I mean, most of my patients are elderly, so it's not often I get the pleasure of such a young, virile specimen. Whoa, did I say that out loud? Okay. Okay, moving on. Let's just get this treadmill started here. Oh, what the... Okay, oh, let me try. Hold on. Oh, God, this damn thing. Hold on. What? Oh, for the love of a... Oh, fuck. Sorry. I have no idea. It was working fine this morning. Damn thing. I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm sorry, you're just going to have to make another appointment. I can't get this thing running. Oh, you can't come back. You're leaving the country. Oh, wow. Oh. Well, see, it's just I need to get your heart rate and blood pressure up in order to do this test. And I can't do that without this treadmill. I mean, unless you can think of another way. You know, as a matter of fact... I just had an idea. You're a healthy young man. I bet you get excited sexually from time to time. You do? Oh, good, good. That's excellent. And do you like women? Oh, very much. Oh, excellent. How about, say, just an example off the top of my head, older professional women? Do they, you know? Oh, especially them. Ah, I see. Whew, okay, well, this just might be salvageable after all. Why don't you just take a seat here again? Don't let those wires come off, that's it. Just sit comfortably. I think I know how to raise your heart rate a little. Yeah, let's just see. Let me just pull this scrub shirt up over my head. Oh, that's very good. Very good. You like my breasts, I see. Oh, that's excellent news. So if I were to just take off this bra and let my tits out. Oh, this is gonna work very nicely. Excellent. My patients always say I have an excellent bedside manner. There's nothing I won't do for a special man like you. So, spread your legs a little wider for me, okay? I'm just gonna kneel in front of you here. That's it. Oh, I just have to touch the chest of yours. Oh, it's so... Oh, manly. God. I work with women all day. And as I said, most of my patients are... over 75, so, you know. Wow. You don't mind if I just, lick your nipple a little bit? Oh, God, you smell good. Oh, yes, this is all medically necessary. Completely. Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But as I said, we can stop anytime. Oh, you feel you can continue? Oh, good. Oh, what a cute belly button you have. I mean umbilicus. Yes. Very nicely formed umbilicus. Let me just note that in your chart here. Right. So, sir, would you mind unzipping your jeans for me? Just so I can, you know... Yes, it is unusual for a doctor to be performing these tests. I used to be head of the ER over at Mercy Mary, oh my God, Catastrophe General. Yeah, but I got fired. My bedside manner was a little too good, maybe. So that's why I'm here. Yeah, so let's just, I promised the Ethics Committee that would never happen again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got my license back just last week. Yeah. So, right. So let's just get this zipper down and... Oh, my God. Oh. Wow. Oh, clearly you don't have any issues with vasodilation. My God, that's a hard cock. Oh, wow. I think this is going to work just fine. Oh, it's been too long. Oh. So, how does it feel when I bump it like this? Any pain? No shortness of breath? Oh, good. Oh, good. And how about now? Is it still okay? Oh, excellent. Look at that monitor. Look at that lovely QRS complex. You have a robust heart there, sir. No ST elevation. Excellent. Let's just take this up a notch, shall we? Just to be extra sure. Oh, God. Oh, you taste so good. Perfect erectile function here. I should put you on the posters for Viagra. Oh, you feel your heart going faster and faster. I can feel it throbbing through your cock. Yeah, you can moan if you like. Let's just get the heart rate up. Oh, I really hope you can keep going. I don't want to stop. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, good boy. Fuck up into my mouth. Oh, we want that heart rate up as high as we can get it. You feel it thundering through your ears, pounding in your chest. Oh, yes. Oh, excellent. I'm just testing out the elasticity. Oh, that's excellent. How are your balls? Oh, they taste good. That's for sure. Spread your legs a bit wider for me. There's another nice face in there. Oh, God. Lick up your shaft. Play with my tits. You can touch them. Reach down. Play with my tits while I suck your cock. Why don't you guide my head a little? You know what I'm saying? Play with my nipples. Makes me wet. Fuck, I love eating a cock. Push it all the way in. I want you to come. I want to hear you moan and growl as you come in my mouth. Pump me full of cum, you can do it. Flood me with your cum. Oh, that was excellent, sir. Oh, God, that was so delicious. So much cum. Oh, God. Oh, I haven't enjoyed administering a stress test this much in years. Oh, God. Yeah, you can take the electrodes off now. Why don't you just catch your breath for a moment? That was awesome. Wow, oh, I think my heart rate's off the charts too. Oh, wow. How are you feeling? Great? Oh, good. That's good news. Yeah, I don't want to send a report to your doctor. But, you know, just Looking at your EKG here, I think we could get your heart rate to go even higher. Yeah, but I think it might require, here, let's put those back on you. I think you better bend me up with this desk and fuck the living hell out of me. For science, of course.